Good morning.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton continues battling Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary with a big contest today in Kentucky. University of Virginia political expert Larry Sabato telling Fox News that Clinton really needs to stop the momentum of the Vermont senator.
The fear among the Clinton campaign is clearly that they're going to go through the whole rest of the primary season, which for the Democrats is through mid-June, without Hillary Clinton winning much or anything.
Many political pundits say that Sanders is easily going to win in Oregon. He's won the last two contests in West Virginia and Indiana. Sabato adds that Republicans would likely rather see Sanders as the Democratic nominee because he's a socialist, which isn't popular in the country as a whole. Well, the president says new federal guidelines on bathrooms in public schools aim to protect transgender students from bullying. The president telling BuzzFeed that society has an obligation to make sure everyone's treated fairly. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
One-time Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio tweets his discontent with the media. The Florida senator criticizing the Washington Post in a series of tweets overnight. He was clearly frustrated with an article published yesterday that said he's indecisive about his political ambitions after leaving Congress in January. Twitter is getting ready to give users more space for longer messages. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports.
Bloomberg News reports that the social media company will soon stop counting links and photos as part of its 140-character limit on messages. The change is designed to give users more flexibility and could take effect within the next couple of weeks, and that's according to Bloomberg. CEO Jack Dorsey said earlier this year that Twitter was looking for new ways to display text and will experiment in line with how people are using the site. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Investigators believe radio traffic distracted the Amtrak engineer at the controls in last year's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. An official announcement is expected later today. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Iran.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's 11:05 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 65 degrees outside with partly cloudy, I should say mostly cloudy skies out there. For this afternoon, a slight chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with a high near 65. For tonight, chance of rain mostly before 2 a.m., cloudy with a low of 45. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high near 67. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a low of 46. Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 69. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Friday, also mostly sunny skies, getting much more temperate, a high near 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. And then so far, even though it's still too early to say for sure, for the weekend, Saturday, chance of rain, chance of some thunderstorms possibly, high of 68. Similar situation on Sunday. There is a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 69. That's HuntingtonChamberRadio.com weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. It is time for Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. This is Michelle Heide. Yes, it's been a while since I've been on the show, but I'm back. And with me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heide & Associates. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, Michelle. Good to be back. Good to see you back. Well, we're having a lot of fun out there in the markets today. Unfortunately, it's a red day, but you can have fun when it's a red day because it gives us all an opportunity to buy at a discount. But first, let's take a look here. CPI inflation data did come in about as expected this morning, rising at the highest monthly rate in 3 years due largely to gasoline prices. Industrial production, well, you know, industrial production jumped by, I guess it was the most since November of 2014. That was good. We have three Fed regional presidents. They're scheduled to discuss the economy at a political event in Washington, D.C. Today at noon. Now, minutes from the Fed's latest policy meeting are due out tomorrow at about 2 p.m. Eastern. Higher commodity prices incrementally strengthening the outlook for key emerging market financial systems that feature high debt largely reliant upon commodity income. This link between commodity prices and the market risk premium impacts equity valuations and short-term global flows of capital. Oil. Oil has risen as high as 1.5% today at one point to $48.40 per barrel. That was a seven-month high, but couldn't really retain its strength and is roughly flat. Return to retail. Two key retailers posted strong earnings this morning. And that's really countering a string of weak numbers from several other large retailers over the past several days. Home Depot profit beat expectations, and management raised its 2016 forecast. TJX Companies, which is TJ Maxx, a leading discount retailer of apparel and home items, posted sales that exceeded forecasts in nearly every major category. Although overall U.S. consumer economic numbers have generally been solid, several large retailers have reported weak quarterly financials. Europe, kind of mixed to moderately slightly higher. The telecommunications, basic resources, and financial services groups have been leading European stocks slightly higher. Shares of UK telecom giant Vodafone are standing out after stronger than expected quarterly sales and earnings. Vodafone is the world's second largest mobile phone company behind China Mobile. Looking at the U.S. markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently at 17,651. That is up almost 59 points. Down almost 59 points, or about a third of a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,060, down 6.1, down about 0.3%. And the NASDAQ is at 4,760, down 15.32, also down about a third of a percent. Mentioned Europe a little while back. Europe FTSE up 27 points to 61.78. The DAX is down 0.4%. The CAC 40 is also down, as down about 10 points or about a quarter of a percent. Looking at oil, oil currently at 48.23 a barrel, up 51 cents a barrel. Gold is at 12.8320. That's up $9 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is now down to 1.7379%. So, Michelle, that's the update on what's going on around the world.
All right. So, lots of great information to share today. I know you've got some good things to cover this morning as well.
We'll talk a little bit more about home builder sentiment and that U.S. industrial production number.
Absolutely. All right. So, I don't know about you, but I've been feeling... I'm not going to blame it on Mercury being in retrograde like everybody else is doing, but my brain has been feeling a little bit scattered here and there.
Scorpio, right?
And one of the things I came across, which I thought had some helpful hints in terms of completing financial tasks. So here we're talking about completing your personal financial tasks, and sometimes it's just a matter of taking a day or taking a few hours to set aside and really focus on this particular area. So things like financial chores seem to fall farther down the to-do list than traditional chores of doing laundry and pulling weeds and things like that. Yet, neglecting our financial responsibilities can have more severe and costly consequences than putting off things like yard work and laundry. So to avoid falling behind and possibly even missing out on many opportunities to improve your household's bottom line, consider taking a personal get-her-done day to clean out your financial closet. So here are a couple helpful hints that I came across. One of those is canceling unused credit cards that charge fees. Yes, it's hard to believe that people still carry credit cards that don't have balances but are still charging them fees. But in today's challenging economic environment, you know, you still want to maintain your credit sources, but it's also important to stop paying for credit that you're not using. So if you're paying an annual fee on a credit card or other account that you're not using, consider closing that account after you understand how it might affect your credit score. But first, also take the time to review the terms and conditions, including the fee policy. And of course, make sure you cash in any rewards points that you may have earned before you cancel the account. Make sure any balances, if you do have balances that you do carry, are on low-rate cards. Told you my brain is all over the place this morning. So if you carry a balance on one or more of your credit accounts, make sure you're taking advantage of the lowest possible interest rates. For example, transfer a high-rate balance to one of your lower-rate balances, provided you will still come out ahead after any related balance transfer fees. Although I know that there are several cards out there nowadays that are even waiving the initial balance transfer fees. So the banks and financial institutions are starting to offer those 0% for 18 to 20 months without any transfer fees. So keep an eye out for them. So if you plan to pay off your balance relatively quickly, look for short-term financing options with little or no interest charges. Likewise, if you expect to have a balance for a while, find the best longer-term solution. So if none of these options is available, try to negotiate with your credit card company for a lower rate on your existing balance. It never hurts to ask. In terms of refinancing your mortgage, if you haven't already done so, if you're still holding a high-rate mortgage and plan to stay in your home for a while, definitely look into refinancing. Today's rates are still relatively low, making refinancing a smart strategy for many homeowners. Do realize, however, that banks require much more documentation than they used to in the past, so you want to make sure that you get all that documentation together. You also want to make sure that you confirm your federal and state income tax withholdings. So if you're an employee, making sure that you take a look and determine if you need to make any adjustments there. For instance, if you just received a hefty refund check, you might want to adjust and have them not withhold as much so that you keep a little bit more each paycheck. If you're not an employee, but you're self-employed and you pay estimated taxes, same type of thing, sit down and figure out what you anticipate your income level looking like for the year to make sure that you're not paying too much or not enough at this time. And then anytime you have a major life event, whether it's retirement, having a baby, adopting a child, things like that, you may also want to take a look and revisit your withholdings as well. Next, you want to gather quotes from competing insurance companies. When it comes to insurance company, many of us get stuck on autopilot, simply paying the regular premiums whenever the current policy renews. But getting competing quotes on an annual basis may offer some opportunities to reduce your insurance costs or give you leverage with your current insurer. At the same time, it's important to review your policy to make sure that you're not paying for unnecessary coverage and to make sure that you have all of the protection that you need. And then next, you also want to negotiate some better deals with your service providers. Paying for phone, internet, and television services can also become routine, and very quickly, the initial low-cost offer that you receive can very quickly become pretty expensive. But in today's competitive marketplace, service providers are more willing than ever to strike a deal with their current and prospective customers. Again, it doesn't hurt to ask. And so if you set aside some time and did all of these items on your checklist and you still have some time left, here are a couple of other things to look into. Taking a look at your credit report. Again, you're entitled to a free copy of your credit report every year at annualcreditreport.com. Take a look at it. Make sure that there's nothing unusual on there. Make sure that there's nothing listed that is incorrect. Next, you also want to make sure that you review your beneficiary designations on any investment accounts, life insurance, 401k accounts, IRA accounts. That way, if anything happens to you, your assets will be distributed according to your wishes. Eliminate junk mail, one of my favorites. So amount of junk mail sitting in your mailbox isn't only annoying, but it also poses a threat to your identity. You can eliminate a large portion of such mail by visiting the Direct Marketing Association's website, which is www.dmachoice.org, to remove your name from its national mailing list. And then lastly, consolidate your key financial data. So it's important to consolidate your key financial data in an easy-to-access location. This is where you'll store all of your important financial information, including account names and numbers, beneficiary designations, service providers, phone numbers, and passwords, even though we've all been told you should never write your passwords down anywhere. But again, if you have them written somewhere.
I just use the same password for everything.
But sometimes you have to change them, and they have to be completely different than everything else. But if you do have them written down somewhere, keep them in a locked box or somewhere where people can't easily access them and thus jeopardize your identity as well. So some helpful hints in terms of getting things done in terms of your financial house. So we are about time to take a short break, and then we'll be back to cover some more information. You are listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andchamberradio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. And as the commercial just stated, if you would like to reach out to us, you can call our office at 908-713-6600 to learn more, or go to our website at www.michelleheide.com. That's michelleheide.com. And before we get back into our show, I just wanted to mention a couple of upcoming events here at the Chamber on June 7th, sort of a continuation of our Women's Leadership Summit this past month. One of our Lunch and Learns is going to focus on the communication aspect of our summit, and it's entitled Communication That Connects. We will have Ellen Sinnett, who wrote a book called Speaking That Connects, and that's going to be held on Tuesday, June 7th from 11:30 to 1:30 up at Hawk Point, which is really a nice place, hopefully on a beautiful afternoon. And the cost to chamber members is $30, non-chamber members $40. So for more information, please contact the chamber at 908-782-7115. And then I also wanted to share that I have a few upcoming events. On June 7th, actually the same day, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at Pink Breast Centers, I'll be doing a Picture Your Prosperity workshop, which is really a fun, interactive workshop to intertwine focusing on your goals and vision with some of the financial aspects related to that. So that's on June 7th. And then actually on June 8th, the following evening at 6:30 up at Beaverbrook, I'll also be presenting Picture Your Prosperity. And you can call our office if you're interested in attending either one of those at 908-713-6600. And there's no cost to attend those events. So what else do we have to talk about today, Joe? There's just so much to talk about.
Well, there's actually good news looking at things like housing starts and mortgages. Well, let's start with mortgages. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the first quarter national delinquency survey, mortgage delinquencies and foreclosure rates are now both back to pre-housing crisis levels, in some cases to levels not seen in over 15 years. So, yeah, that's good news. The MBA report noted that foreclosure starts during the first quarter were at their lowest levels since the second quarter of 2000. The report was further backed by a recent note from Black Knight Financial Services in which nationwide mortgage delinquency rates were said to be at their lowest levels in 15 years. Although there are some imbalances remaining in housing, we believe the sector is likely to remain a key source of support to economic activity this year and likely over the next few years as well, absent a material turn in the labor market. That kind of feeds into some of the numbers we were looking at, the home builder sentiment numbers. They were unchanged now for 4 months. A monthly index of sentiment by the National Association of Home Builders registered 58 yet again in May. 50 is in line between positive and negative sentiment. The index stood at 54 1 year ago and hit a recent high of 65 last October. Of the three index components, both current sales and buyer traffic were unchanged at 63 and 44 respectively. The index measuring sales expectations over the next 6 months rose by 3 points to 65. And mortgage rates, well, they fell to the lowest level in 3 years last week, according to Freddie Mac. That gives buyers additional purchasing power, but rising home prices are outpacing that advantage. Supplies of existing homes for sale are extremely low. Talk to Joe Peters about that here. The market's absolutely crazy. And builders are concentrating their efforts on the high end of the market. They say they are unable to build lower price homes due to the high cost of land, labor, and regulation. On a 3-month moving average, home builder confidence in both the South and Midwest increased 1 point to 59 and 58, respectively. The West remained unchanged at 67, and the Northeast, well, we fell 3 points to 41. Not doing all that well here in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. Single-family housing starts in March were 9% lower than in February, according to the U.S. Census, and are running well below historical averages. Building permits also fell in March. This as demand for housing rises in the usually busy spring season. Housing starts and permits are expected to rise slightly in April. Those numbers are scheduled for release today. We got them, and they were positive. So that is good for housing. Let's see some of the other stuff. You know, looking at economy, usually mergers and acquisitions are a good indication of strength. However, you know, despite the return of Merger Monday yesterday, the operating environment does remain challenging in investment banking. Just last week, two mergers with a combined value of $21 billion were terminated, and the market for initial public offerings remained tepid. Although second quarter 2016 IPO volumes have improved sequentially, yesterday Wall Street Journal reported no companies have priced their IPOs above their offering range, indicating investor risk appetites are waning. Historically, June is one of the strongest months for IPO activities. Consequently, market watchers are cautiously optimistic volumes and pricing could rebound. However, the IPO environment remains tepid and trading conditions remain challenging. We believe major banks could be forced to take additional headcount reductions in the second half of 2016, which would likely reduce operating expenses and improve operating efficiencies in 2017. Maybe that will help get the financials, especially banking, off the snide. Let's see, what else? Wages. Minimum wage rates may be a heavily debated policy issue of late, but the percentage of workers currently subject to the minimum is substantially lower than it's been in the past. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they recently released its annual report on the characteristics of minimum wage earners. According to the report, 3.3% of hourly workers in the United States were paid earnings at or below the federal minimum in 2015. Now, tip workers are allowed to receive lower rates, but tips and wages must meet or exceed the minimum. Though well above the measure's all-time low since 1979 of 2.2%, as seen in 2006, it is a sharp improvement over the 10 to 15% of workers that received the minimum from 1979 to 1984. The rate hit a post-recession high of 6% rate back in 2006. As prior minimum wage studies have found, workers receiving the minimum are typically young, with half the workers at that rate under the age of 25. The work is also typically part-time. About 7% of all part-time workers receive the minimum or less, as compared to just 2% of full-time workers. Now, putting the percentages into numbers, out of the total U.S. wage and salary employment of 134 million in 2015, approximately 78 million individuals were paid hourly. That's about 58.5%, a figure that has been remarkably steady over the years. These 2.6 million received the minimum hourly rate or less. As such, out of total salary and hourly employment, only 1.9% of all workers are subject to federal minimum, and most of these individuals were young people working part-time. We note that this data does not provide any information as to the prevailing rates comparison to current median wages or living standards afforded by the rate. So we're having fewer and fewer people being paid a minimum wage, which is good. We just need more jobs.
Absolutely. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick check of the news and weather, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in Oregon and Kentucky. Democrats and Republicans voting in Oregon while the Kentucky contest is only for Democrats. The likely GOP presidential nominee scheduled to meet with a former Secretary of State, USA Radio's Chris Barnes, has details from Washington.
Reports are this face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Henry Kissinger will take place on Wednesday after several weeks' worth of phone conversations the two have already had. Kissinger's years of experience on the world stage often making him a go-to authority for Republicans, the 92-year-old Kissinger having served under both Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford.
The gun George Zimmerman used to kill Trayvon Martin is still for sale. UnitedGunGroup.com creator Todd Underwood says letting the former Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer sell the gun through his site is about the Second Amendment and standing firm for individual rights. This is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
All right, it is 11:32 and time for ChamberRadio.com weather. It's currently 65 degrees with fair skies here in Flemington, New Jersey. For this afternoon, cloudy skies, slight chance of some rain, high near 65. For tonight, high of 45. Tomorrow, Wednesday, partly sunny skies with a high near 67. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 46. As the week goes on, we get warmer and warmer. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. And Saturday, looking like there might be a chance of some showers with a high near 68. Sunday, also looking like a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s as well. So that's 100andchamberradio.com weather.
I just want it to be in the 80s and sunny so I can be out by the pool over Memorial Weekend.
That sounds good. I can't believe Memorial Weekend is coming up so quickly. I'm still finding it hard to write May on my checks. Yes, I still write out checks. I don't pay my bills, all of them, online.
Oh, we love arbitrage.
This year is just moving. My parents always say, you know, as you get older, the time goes quicker and quicker. And now I'm like, they are absolutely correct with that.
Well, maybe. But one of the things that we want to make sure people understand, if they'd like to meet with Michelle or Joe, how do you find us? Well, first of all, you can give us a call at 908-713-6600. Ms. Pat and Heidi and Associates is located at 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale, New Jersey. So if you'd like to come in and have a conversation about your retirement concerns or anything else that would require some good quality financial advice, I would suggest you give us a call again at 908-713-6600. Both Michelle and I are certified financial planners, although she is far more credentialed than even I am at my advanced age. And she shows up in all these publications all the time with these awards and whatnot. But if we allowed her to put plaques on the wall, we would have to double the size of our office space and to cover everything. So, yes, I know, my damaged ego is showing. But anyway, so give us a call at 908-713-6600, and we will talk about the stuff that's important to you. Mentioned industrial production, Michelle, and that did jump the most since November of 2014 as utility output surged. That's according to the Federal Reserve. Industrial output, which includes factories, mines, and utilities, rose 0.7% from March. It had dropped the previous 2 months. And, of course, fueling the improvement was utility production. That surged about 5.8%. Biggest jump since February of 2007, demand for electricity and natural gas returned to more normal levels after unusually mild March weather. Factory output rebounded 0.3%, the most since January, helped by a solid increase in auto and machinery production. The dollar, which surged in 2014 and 15, has been falling against major currencies since January. The lower dollar provides some relief to factories by making their goods less expensive in foreign markets. Mining production, well, that dropped 2.3%, making the eighth straight decline as energy companies reduced oil and gas drilling. Coal producers have also cut back in the face of lower price competition from natural gas. Overall, American industry remains slack. Factories were operating at about 75.3% of capacity last month. That is up slightly from March, but well below their long-run average of 78.5%. The industrial weakness reflects a sluggish economy. The U.S. economy expanded at an annual rate of just 0.5% from January through March, decelerating from an already lackluster 1.4% rate in the last 3 months of 2015. The job market has remained resilient as far as the headline number, despite weak growth, but employers added just 160,000 jobs in April, the fewest since September. So kind of mixed messages today.
Yes, there are.
So what else are we going to have to talk about here?
Well, I figured I'd talk about something interesting because as you know, I am a huge learner of the psychology
stuff.
Of money, the behavior of money, and all
that other stuff.
Yeah, so
she's trying to get in the fact that she went
accumulating
through a
wealth.
Behavioral financial program, and she has that on the wall someplace too.
So accumulating wealth. Well, to some folks, that means satisfying a need to communicate power and status. For others, it's security. And for others, it's a ticket to excitement and adventure. Well, before you can really start determining what to do in relation to your overall goals and objectives, you really want to understand your background and your experience with money to help you be in better charge of your own financial destiny. And essentially, the family's cultural style often falls into one of four categories, or a blend of two. And this is from Arnie Boudwin, head of family dynamics for Abbott Downing, a Wells Fargo company. So the first type is cautious conservative. So this family takes risk management seriously. Typically analytic in their decision making, they need lots of information and will move slowly and cautiously in considering major wealth-related decisions. They have a tendency to watch every penny. Next, we have stable, reliable. Steady as you go, this family craves equilibrium and homeostasis. They are likely to avoid or resist situations requiring rapid change. Decisions are made to maintain the status quo. They honor tradition and continuity, but may have difficulty with individuals who stray from the mold. Next, we have extroverted, interpersonal. With a culture that focuses on relationships, this family cherishes harmony, fostering connections, and nurturing others. They may not pay as much attention to the specific details surrounding wealth-related decisions and are often less inclined to adhere to rigid structures and processes where family finances are concerned. And then lastly, we have the dominant and an entrepreneurial type. This family is focused on results and outcomes. They have strong opinions and prefer to make wealth-related decisions based on high-level details and move quickly when convinced of a direction. They will reflexively operate to maintain power, control, and autonomy. Well, that doesn't mean, you know, based upon these four categories, that we will automatically fall into alignment with our parents, grandparents, things like that. In fact, one of two things tends to happen. Either people tend to mimic their parents and the dynamic they were raised in, or they do the complete opposite. For example, if you have frugal parents raised post-depression, then you may also tend to monitor daily expenses closely, or you may just buy whatever you want when you want it. So when we know our family background and how it influences our behavior, then we can make choices to reinforce those values or change behavior to avoid destructive patterns. It also helps to clarify the values that we want to transmit to our own children and grandchildren. So let's say you commonly get into fights with your spouse over how much to spend on a computer, vacation, things like that. Well, it's possible that the two of you come from different family money traditions and that those unspoken norms are creating fiction. Take the time to understand the source of your spending habits, frugal or spendthrift, it may help you see your behavior in perspective. Then you can decide to take a deep breath and avoid the conflict. So, until we understand our family money background, we may not be able to take charge of our own financial destiny. Getting the facts out in the open is an important step, because money is often a taboo topic in families. How it's made, how much there is, what it's spent on, who it's going to, etc. So having these conversations helps people adjust their behaviors and change the family culture that may span generations. And real life, folks, it is very common that when you take a look at a married couple, there's typically one that's more on the stable or cautious side and the other one that is much more on the extroverted entrepreneurial side of things. And again, not every person falls into just one category. You may see yourself and others that have combinations of these different categories. But just like you wouldn't want to have both people a cautious conservative where they're watching every penny and they're not actually enjoying their life. But on the other side of the spectrum, you also don't necessarily want someone that just spends more than they earn thinking that, and you know, something could happen to me tomorrow. Who cares? So, you know, my personal opinion with what it's worth tends to be kind of being well-rounded and understanding where these different money behaviors come from and then taking action and being proactive with your own financial life and destiny. So that's my two cents.
And a very valuable two cents it is. Let me throw out a recent – let's do an update for the markets. The Dow is now down over 69 points. The S&P down 6.65. The NASDAQ down 12.2. Europe, again, FTSE up 16.5. DAX down 63 points. The CAC 40 in France down over 19. Oil, well, oil is still up 48.25 a barrel. That's up 53 cents. Gold is at 1282.40, up $8.20 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield still lower at 1.7396%. So that's what's going on there.
All right.
Well, yeah, I feel like a bee.
Just feel like a bee? Yeah.
Just kind of like, one of those days. And summer to kick in. This is just crazy. I can't stand it. I can't wait for Community Day.
Yes.
Because we have that coming up on Saturday, June 4th.
That's from noon to 6 p.m.
And they're going to have food and music and games and really fun for the whole family. And that fun is going to be at the county fairgrounds in South County Park on Route 179 in Ringo's. So please come show up if you want to get more information. You could check out the Chamber website at www.huntertonchamber.org or give them a call at 908-782-7115. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, they're going to actually have the British Invasion Tribute Band there for some entertainment. So look forward to a fun day for all.
Absolutely. That's going to be a busy day for the Heidi family because that morning we have the Girls on the Run 5K in downtown Flemington. And my daughter and the five other fifth graders will be singing the national anthem.
Oh.
So after all those tears will be in my eyes after hearing them sing because I heard them practice on Friday, hopefully I'll be able to run after that. But we'll be doing that in the morning. That's always a lot of fun. You can still register to run. You can walk. You can just come out and celebrate and have fun.
And then just understand that's Michelle running. Joe does not do running.
And then we've got Hunterdon Community Day, which is also a lot of fun. And then we have to head south to go to a friend's 40th birthday surprise spectacular. So I'm sure by the following day, we'll all be
burnt.
Resting.
Post.
Post-exciting day. Well, hopefully it's a beautiful day. We'll put the order in for a nice, sunny, but not too hot day on June 4th.
Yeah, I just want to throw out one other thing for those chamber members and those who are interested in finding out more about the chamber. There's going to be a June Card Club Mixer at the Unity Bank. That's on Thursday, June 16th on Old Highway 22 in Clinton from 5:30 to 7:30. And, yeah, they're going to have some libations there and light fare, and that will be served. But the big attraction It's going to be the Blizzard of Dollars Money Machine. So that's always a great
time. That's always
time.
Fun.
So if you're a chamber member and you're looking for some fun with other like-minded business individuals, or if you happen to be a business owner or professional who would like to learn more about the chamber and maybe check out, have a conversation with some of the members, please come by.
All right, we're going to take our last break before we wrap up today's show. Time flies when you're having fun. When we come back from the break, I'm going to chat for a few moments about emerging markets. Ah, emerging markets, but you're starting to hear a little bit more buzz about them. And sometimes investors, you know, get all excited about something. And before you dive into emerging markets, I just wanted to share some insight related to that. And I know, Joe, you have some interesting political commentary, I'm sure, to share before we wrap up today's show. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
All right, you're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com. Again, this is Michelle Heide with me, Joe Patton. As I mentioned before the break, I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about emerging markets because you know what the most fascinating thing about emerging markets is, Joe?
What?
There really is no specific definition of an emerging market. So
I thought maybe it's something that slowly rises out of the ocean.
Most quote-unquote experts agree the term emerging market investments refers to countries or regions undergoing fast economic growth. A formula using a country's GDP, gross domestic product, and per capita income is often used to determine if a country is an emerging market. The BRIC countries, they were popular, gosh, what was that, about what, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China, are examples of developing economies with explosive growth in the past decade. Some emerging markets, such as South Korea, have a large number of consumers and a wealthy economy. Others, such as areas of Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, are still in the early stages of developing a strong economy and stable environment. So some of the advantages of investing in emerging markets. Number one, obviously growth. The biggest advantage is the potential for some high growth. And then secondly, diversification. They can be a good diversifier for your portfolio because economic downturns in one country or region, including the U.S., can be offset by growth in another. However, there are also risks involved. We always have to cover the advantages and disadvantages. Well, in terms of emerging market risk, there are basically three ways of categorizing that risk. The first is political risk. Because remember, folks, they may have unstable, even volatile governments. Political unrest can cause serious consequences to the economy and its investors. Secondly, we have economic risk. These markets may often suffer from insufficient labor and raw materials, high inflation or deflation, unregulated markets, and unsound monetary policies. All of these can present challenges to investors. And then thirdly, currency risk. The value of emerging market currencies compared to the dollar can be extremely volatile. Any investment gains can potentially be lessened if a currency is devalued or drops significantly. So the key thing to remember here, folks, is that your tolerance for risk and how your current investment portfolio is allocated are obviously important factors in deciding if emerging markets should be part of your overall long-term investment plan. So you want to chat with your financial advisor to help determine whether or not they are a good fit. And as with any asset category, you never want to put too many eggs in one basket.
Never a good idea. But we do like emerging markets.
They have we do. And again,
so much lately.
You can invest on both an equity and on a fixed income side as well. There's some attractive
stuff out there.
Things to look at. But again, as long as you understand the risks, potential risks, but also the rewards
and
that are out there and having patience.
Are far more entertaining than the old typical stodgy, you know, U.S. Dow Jones Industrial Average.
For some, perhaps.
But you know, if you happen to be one of those people that nod out in front of your computer as you're working on your portfolio, start putting together a portfolio of emerging market countries. That'll keep you awake.
Especially individual ETFs that can focus on just one country at a time as opposed to the diversified basket of countries.
And we do use those for our clients in building a diversified portfolio. So that's the kind of stuff that's important. So do you really want me to talk something that sounds political, or do you have
something
more financial?
Well, you can either talk politics or I can talk millennials. I don't know.
Well, I think there are a lot more people out there who would classify themselves as millennials. And then after watching some of the shenanigans that were going on yesterday, I forget exactly what state that was in. Was it Kentucky? I'm not sure. Where the Clinton and Sanders supporters were going at it. That was rather interesting, especially with all of the talk from the media about how disjointed the Republican process is right now in the party, with Donald Trump being, you know, I guess going to be the nominee, things certainly aren't all lovey-dovey between the Clinton and Sanders supporters. Most of those people are millennials on the Sanders side, so I guess talking about them would be a good thing.
Well, I came across an article that's talking about, you know, there are a lot of millennials out there wondering why they haven't been promoted in their jobs. Because according to a recent millennial leadership survey from the Hartford, 80% of millennials see themselves as leaders, yet only 12% held management roles in 2013.
Does that have something to do with the fact that their mother told them that?
Perhaps, because, you know, maybe they're entitled or delusional, or maybe explained by millennial expert and author of Becoming the Boss, Lindsay Pollack. We have a progressive understanding of what it means to be a leader. So millennials believe they can lead from whatever position they're in. We know we don't need an official title to impact our organization. But if millennials really are leading from behind, why aren't they getting promoted? So here are some possible reasons. Number one, which is interesting, you overwork. So working 60 to 80 work weeks actually devalues the work an employee does because it shifts the measurement from results and quality to time and quantity. So an employee's work is measured simply by how much time she puts in, she seems cheaper and more expendable. Someone who's willing to do twice the work and work for half the salary. Yeah, that makes sense. On the other hand, one survey revealed that 71% of managers didn't promote employees because they are unwilling to take on additional responsibilities. Employees, and this is speculation, but employees who volunteer to do work outside the scope of their roles are the most likely to be promoted. Again, they kind of think outside the box. Number two, you're incurious. So the least attractive quality in an employee, or in anyone really, is thinking you know everything. And we all know someone like that. So if you're prone to being a know-it-all, start asking questions instead. So as Guy Kawasaki points out, ask good questions, then shut up. If you let others talk instead of you being the one talking, you'll be remembered as an interesting person. Then do your homework over and over again. Leadership is the 10,000-hour things. As the book pointed out, you know, becoming an expert at anything requires 10,000 hours worth of anything, whether it's playing tennis, golf, or whatever else you might be doing. Number three, you are agreeable. No one likes someone that agrees to everything. They actually like being challenged. Number four, you're untrained. Sometimes they don't know the skills that they lack, and they don't necessarily want to ask to, if they don't know what those skills are, they're afraid to ask and that type of thing. And number five, you're clingy. Employees often think that checking in with their supervisors is conscientious. However, it can be considered a bit neurotic and thus much more like a clingy person, so they may not necessarily be in that leadership position.
It would scare me.
So, exactly. So there's a little bit in terms of one person's perspective on millennials, why you haven't been promoted. So some things to keep in mind, and that's not even necessarily true for just millennials. I think for people in general, if you're looking to become more of a leader, asking good questions, being a good listener, thinking outside the box, asking for other people's input, and just getting out there and doing it.
I mean, quite frankly, if you're going to take on a project, come to me with a plan. And don't come back to me until you've actually followed through and completed the project. Don't keep checking in every 5 minutes, you know, looking for validation or some critique. I'm paying attention, but I want to make sure that the people that we're working with are actually able to take on the task, understand what it takes to complete it, and then do it well. And then come back to me so I can congratulate you and probably give you a bonus or promote you. But if you're just going to keep showing me that you're needy, that's not going to happen. Well, with all of that, the time has flown. I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again to Some Things About Money. A little breezy out there, maybe a shower. But, you know, the summer's almost upon us. It's going to be here soon. You're going to have to go out and get clothes for the season. And I think there's no better place to shop than here in Hunterdon County. So get out there. Bring your credit cards. Bring your debit card, bring your cash, go out, buy Hunterdon, buy often, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in Oregon and Kentucky. Democrats and Republicans voting in Oregon while the Kentucky contest is only for Democrats. The likely GOP presidential nominee scheduled to meet with a former Secretary of State. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Reports are this face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Henry Kissinger will take place on Wednesday after several weeks' worth of phone conversations the two have already had. Kissinger's years of experience on the world stage often making him a go-to authority for Republicans, the 92-year-old Kissinger having served under both Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford.
The gun George Zimmerman used to kill Trayvon Martin is still for sale. UnitedGunGroup.com creator Todd Underwood says letting the former Florida neighborhood watch volunteer sell the gun through his site is about the Second Amendment and standing firm for individual rights. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers.
It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Then you won't stink.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The CEO of Tesla investigating a report that foreign workers who built a paint shop for the electric car company were paid as little as $5 an hour. Attorneys for a subcontracted worker from Eastern Europe argue that nearly 140 workers, mostly from Eastern Europe, are owed about $2.6 million in wages. A Mexican drug lord is one step closer to being tried in the United States.
A second Mexican judge on Monday approved the extradition of Sinaloa drug cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Mexico.